I got pulled over last night on the way home.
I know. Hey, did you sing that Ari song?
No, I thought about it though.
Police officer. I keep wanting to do that. Wee 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 wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wee,
yeah.
Wee wee wee.
She
like a cop car, but that's not the one.
Don't do that. No, no, no.
No, it's not Ari's song.
Ari and the Alibis. They were in last night. Ari and Nick from Ari and the Alibis, and she sang one of her brand new songs. It's about please, Mr. Officer, don't pull me over. I got to get to my man.
I got
to
bang it out.
Yeah, why not? And then I get pulled over and. Like 20 minutes after, you know, I see Ari. And it was crazy, too, because I saw the police officer. I'm sitting there almost, I'm a mile from my house. And I see him there. And I don't think anything of it. I go around him to get into the lane that I need to be in because I'm actually in a turn lane. I don't need to be in a turn lane. But if you ever drive down in Brandon towards Valrico, there's a Causeway Boulevard that turns into Lumsden. And the fast lane turns into a turn lane. So you have to merge over. But the best way to do it is to merge over, you know, what they call a zipper merge, which is the correct way to do it, is go to the front of the pack and merge over. So I go in front of the police officer, merge over in front of him. I'm not speeding. I do the right thing. Lights come on. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Why? Why? I got to be up in 5 hours. Why is this happening to me? And then, for some reason, I'm scared, and I shouldn't be scared.
Everyone gets nervous.
I know.
I always get nervous. I'm like, oh, what did I do in the last like, 15 minutes?
Yeah. And I'm like,
did I hit someone?
No, no. I'm just thinking like, all right, don't make any sudden movements and everything's going to be fine. And I know that you're safe. I know that 99.9% of cops are good guys.
And you're also white.
Right.
You're also white.
I really did think that too.
Yeah.
I thought that too. I go, man, I go, you know, the way the news is nowadays and everything, I go, man, like right now I'm nervous like I'm a young black guy. And I go, technically, I kind of am.
You dress like one.
Well, I'm...
You dress like a young black male.
I'm very hip. You know what I mean? I respect the way they look. And I feel like yes, you're right. I do. There, I admit it. And I grew up in a very urban environment. And I'm just... And I got this guy all the time that just comes out. Hey, what's up, baby? Damn, why has he got them blue lights on me? Oh, man, damn, man. I got my hands up. And so I pull over to a safe spot away from traffic into like this shopping mall thing. And then he comes to my car. He's a young guy. He looks like Spanish. He looked like he's
that size.
Could have been a twin.
Okay.
I almost thought I was part of a radio bit.
Yeah.
When he comes walking, he goes to the passenger side window, and he flashes his flashlight in there. I guess that's how they do it sometimes. Because I rolled down my window thinking he was going to come up to my window, and I already had my license out and everything. I was like, all right, let's get this.
Trying to mess with you is what he was doing.
No, he was actually very professional and. I mean, very professional. He's like
he didn't hit you with
no,
a baton or anything.
No,
or
no,
shoot
he was
you.
No, he was super cool.
No, I'm just kidding. Police are great.
But he just, he told me his name, everything, and then he didn't tell me why he pulled me over. He just asked for my stuff, and then he took it, and then, before he took it back to the car, he goes, "Your tag light is out," and I go, "Really?" I go, "I was completely unaware of that." I go, "You know, because obviously, how would I know that? I'm not behind my car while I'm driving." So I go, "Yeah, I really didn't know that." I go, "Wow, okay." And then I said, "Obviously, I didn't know it because I pulled in front of you. Had I known it, I wouldn't have pulled in front of you.
That'd
be super ballsy." So he goes, "All right, hold on." He goes back and da-da-da, brings me back a warning, you know, which is cool. He goes, "You're in the system now, so you got to get it fixed." So I was like, "All right, fine. I'll get it fixed immediately." So I called into the day job today just to get my tag light fixed because I want to be a law-abiding citizen.
That's kind of gay.
No, actually, I slept till noon. God, I needed it so bad.
Yeah, that's
I was
why
so tired.
I knew it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I needed it so bad. So I just called in, man. I didn't want to miss work. I need money. And I didn't want to get in trouble. But, you know, I got sick days left.
Yeah.
Oh,
my brake light was out for probably like 2 months. I didn't do anything. Until I got my oil changed. I'm like, hey, can you fix that? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. And also, it's humbling to know that I'm not famous yet. Because he had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is good. I would love to be one day be at the level where every cop, because I guarantee you, if Mike Calta gets pulled over, they know who he is. Like immediately. If Drew Garaba gets pulled over, immediately they know who he is. If Mo gets pulled over, they're like, oh my God, Whoopi Goldberg's in town. It's going to happen, right? So, you know, the fact that he was just like, okay, here you are, Mr. Bell. Have a great night. And I was like, all right,
like,
thanks.
He has no clue.
Yeah, it's good though, right?
No clue.
Because what if he hated the show? Then I might have gotten pistol whipped. Right?
Yeah.
Because of something you said.
Not a b-hole.
Because of something you said. Yeah. Yeah. He goes, is Anna still on your show? And I go, why? Why do you like her? And he goes, ah! And he just drags me out of the car and kicks me in my ribs until I can't breathe anymore.
Well, if he's Spanish's size, I don't see this going to happen.
Spanish is ripped, man. He is a ripped
dude. He's like 120 pounds.
I'm scared of him.
I'm
that new poster, though.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Social shout-outs are coming at that ass. You see the Game of Thrones, they leaked an episode?
Nope.
I heard about it.
Nope. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Are you going to read it? It's just the script, right?
No.
No, it's the episode.
This is the episode.
Yeah. Oh, because I heard there was the script that got leaked.
That was yesterday. Now today.
Oh.
And I had a friend of mine send me a link to the episode.
You click on it?
I did not do it.
Because Johnny's a good person.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm a giant piece of crap. Nope. I'm a horrible human. Mm. But that's my Sunday night, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy Sunday night with my girl and my kid. It's the only time the three of us watch TV together.
Oh.
Ever. So I enjoy us having a dinner together and
quality time, not interacting with one another.
No, we interact like while during the show. You know
like,
what I mean? No.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Are those babies?
I'm a 72-year-old lady. No, you know,
we
make something yummy. Like, I don't remember what we had last week, but, you know, we make some yummy food, and then we, you know, Zane takes up the entire couch, and then Leah and I sit on the love seat together because we like to be cuddled up.
You guys
know what
make
saying?
Out in front of your son?
No. No.
Do you touch your boob?
Sometimes if he's not looking. Yeah. I'll bing bong. Get a little beep beep on there, you know? Well, bing bong.
Do you make those noises?
Well, yeah.
So he knows that something's going on.
No, I say bing bong so much he don't even know what it's for. Yeah. So I didn't want to ruin it, so I did not watch it, but I have the link.
I'd click on it.
No.
But it means nothing to me. Like,
you're watching it though, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of crap today on Drew's show.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-oh.
Because I just decided I'm going to just start watching Game of Thrones. Season, what is this, seven?
Six.
Six. I was like, I'm going to start.
It's seven.
I'm going to start season seven.
It's
and he
cheating.
Was like, well, you're not going to watch all the previous episodes and seasons? And I was like, no, I don't have that kind of time.
Kevin legitimately sounded upset with you.
I'm upset
Seth
with her.
Seth was mad. Seth was very angry.
You're cheating.
Well, here are the options. I either can't watch it or I have to start from the beginning, and I don't like either of those options, so I'm just starting now. What's wrong with that?
You haven't been put through what we've all been put through.
Okay, that's fine. But how does this affect you?
And you know what? Kevin said it best. You don't know anything about the Red Wedding. You have to watch the Red Wedding, the Battle of the Bastards. You don't know any of that.
Yeah, you're a piece of crap.
Come on.
You suck.
What?
Get out of here.
Come on.
I don't understand. Why?
Oh,
why does it matter?
Ugh. It matters.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter at all.
It does.
No, it doesn't. No, you're just jealous.
You make me sick.
You're just jealous. I'm starting now.
No.
I don't need to start way back then. It's too much time.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
I hope you start getting text messages from Michelle Carter.
Oh.
Yeah.
that girl?
Yeah.
I don't think she can convince me into it.
What's scarier, Michelle Carter or her eyebrows?
She kind of looks like that one model, you know, Cara Delevingne. No.
Yeah, I follow models. That's what I do.
She like acts too. You know
who's hot to me? Not the models. You know what's hot to me? The slightly fat girl with one lazy eye that hooks me up with an extra biscuit at Popeyes. That's who's hot to me. Not some French lady that's walking the runway.
She's English, but
I don't care.
She kind of looks like that a little bit.
No, she don't.
Yeah, she got those eyebrows, though.
No, that model's eyebrows are big, but they're not straight across her head like Bert and Ernie. Michelle Carter's disturbing. It's like the eyebrows that were behind Trump last week. Whoever that chick was.
I feel like that was fake news.
I thought it was Photoshop. Yeah,
that looked ridiculous.
We have an update on Michelle Carter, too. Did you see it?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. A lot of people are freaking out over Michelle Carter because she only got 15 months. But she really didn't break a law, right?
She's kind of hot.
Michelle Carter?
Yeah.
She's not ugly.
She's got a strange beauty about her. Like, her head is a little bit like an upside-down triangle.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think she's not attractive at all.
I mean, that's just because you think she killed somebody.
I do
but
not think
really
she does.
But if we really factor that out of the equation, she's got like this, I don't know, exotic. Okay, not that
no.
face. But she's got an exotic beauty about her.
No.
I think. Maybe it's because she's crazy.
She's got permanent bitch face, too. That's a turnoff to me.
She kills people.
She didn't kill him.
I'm just kidding.
That's the thing, too, is I didn't really even want to. We were going to talk about it last night, but I wanted to give it a day for people to really think about it because I think people are very reactionary. Yeah. People go with their first gut instinct on a lot of things instead of looking at the whole big picture, which is,
the law? Like, what law did she actually break? Because everybody's going with their feelings on this and their emotions on this
right.
and their morals on this. And yes, I think she's a giant piece of crap.
Ew.
Giant piece of crap.
No, she's a piece of crap.
She's a giant turd.
No, she is.
I've seen worse texts from girls to their pickup guys.
Oh, I could show you texts from people I've been with. Nobody's name in particular that were
she's a piece
really
of,
bad.
She's a piece of crap because she knew that he had been battling with stuff like that, and
she knew that she can nudge him to the light because she knew he was mentally unstable. She's a turd sandwich.
But she's also mentally unstable. Why would
obviously.
She be encouraging her boyfriend to kill himself?
Obviously,
what is she
she's
gaining?
A bad person. She's a horrible human being. But did she break a law?
No, she did not break a law.
That is my point. She did not break a law. She still got 15 months.
I think she's creative because she probably wanted him to break up with her, and she just didn't have the balls to do it herself. So she's like, well, if he kills himself, problem solves itself.
Yeah, there's no excuse for her being a piece of crap. Now, the update today, I'm totally on board with.
Yeah.
The update today.
I didn't get the update today.
The victim, if you want to call him that, the guy that killed himself, which is sad.
Yeah,
it's sad that
that
happened. His mom
is
now suing her for like $4.2 million. That is completely legit. I think civilly, because I think civilly, she is guilty. You could sue her because she did have morally, and you could even argue brainwashed the guy into killing himself.
Yeah.
Technically on paper, probably not illegal, but in a court of law with a jury, civilly, you can sue for anything. You can sue for anything. We could call Dom right now and he'll go, "You're right, Johnny. You can sue for anything." And he's right. But as far as going to jail, I don't even know how she got 15 months. I don't think she should be doing time. I really don't. I think her eyebrows should do about 4 years, but she shouldn't.
5 years probation, too.
Right.
After that, yeah.
What if she just tried to break up with him, but she didn't say, go kill yourself? But then he ended up killing
himself
anyways. That's
fine.
There's
nothing
wrong
fine.
With that. There's
no lawsuit. There's no lawsuit.
Yeah, that's not on her then.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll discuss it after the break if people want to call in, even though I have something really, really good for after the break. But then, tell me, people have opinions on this, and we'll take yours, even though it's Freaky Friday and we want to do wacky-doo stuff.
I love wacky do stuff.
Me too. Speaking of wacky do stuff, Cheryl, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, I got to tell you, Anna represented you big time today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Drew called her boss.
Called her boss?
The boss move that she did.
Oh.
Even though Seth and Kevin were like against her,
which what?
Is the Game of Thrones. Yeah,
huh?
And that that's the thing with the music.
Yeah.
Man, she killed it.
All she said was one word.
Two
words.
That was the best. He kept playing it over and over. It was. The
I know,
best.
But you could have made a fart noise. The guy was mixing it in with a looper.
No. He played, and the second one, Anna. That was what was it, Anna?
Oh. I don't even remember.
Not now. Or.
Oh no! Oh no!
Hey!
Yeah.
Hold up! And then you had your fans calling up, twittering, saying she was a sellout. Why is she a sellout?
Hold on. My fans are one guy named McShay from Buffalo that trolls. He's a nice guy, but he thinks he's entertaining or something. He needs to pump the brakes. I know you live in Buffalo,
okay,
and there's nothing to do.
I don't understand what a sellout is if she's on the afternoon.
Don't worry about one person. Cheryl, I have said this on this show.
No, I didn't hear it. It was one person.
Yeah. Somebody
said, oh, you're B-holes. Oh. And then Seth's like, what's B-holes?
Seth said, what's B-holes?
No, Seth said that if Anna got hurt, the B-holes would be unhappy.
Cheryl, have you been drinking tonight?
Why you say that?
Because you sound good, girl.
Yeah, all right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all right. What are you drinking, Cheryl?
What you wearing, Cheryl?
Clothes.
Good answer.
Okay, then. You want to keep it all vague like that. Daddy want to know.
All right.
Dad? Oh, no.
I think you're making Cheryl uncomfortable.
I'm just playing with you. I'm just kidding. Cheryl? Oh.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Cheryl's calling back in.
What happened?
happened. I was just playing with her.
That's a hard fade right there.
All right. Sorry, Cheryl. We love you. I was just playing with you.
For the record, he asks me what I'm wearing all the time.
I do. I love it.
Text messages.
Yeah. And you've been rocking the khaki pants like a champion this week, and I like it.
Thursdays and Fridays.
I like it. Yep. I'm glad you have a day job at State Farm.